Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Autumn Leva. She is the Policy and Communications Director of Family Policy Alliance. All this week, we have been discussing talk therapy bans and the harm they pose to religious freedom and parental rights.
Well, currently there are 9 states and the District of Columbia that have enforced these talk therapy bans via state legislation. But talk to us, Autumn, what are the unintended consequences that take place with talk therapy bans?
That's a very good question, Karen, because I think that oftentimes we don't really know what that means, banning some kind of talk therapy and why that would even matter. But really what this gets to is several deep issues that matter for all families. And I think first is parental rights and the ability of a family to be involved in their child's mental and medical health care. And having the government come in and say that you can't get this basic health care, medical health care for your child, that's very concerning that the government would have that much power on this issue or any others if the government is allowed even just this step. I think other consequences would be for religious freedom rights. So counselors who practice from a faith-based perspective and being able to talk with these kids about how to align their sexuality with their faith and making sure that there's integrity there. To say that they can't do that as a practitioner, leaving their faith at the door, I think that's wrong as well. It also represents a ban on free speech, which we know is protected by the First Amendment. So that's really taking an unconstitutional step with these pieces of legislation. And I think ultimately just really interfering with patients' right to direct their own mental and medical health care goals. So if a patient comes to a counselor and wants to really live with integrity in the way that they live out their faith and their sexuality, and now we're saying they can't even talk to anyone about that. That's putting the government in between the patient and their counselor, and that is wrong.
Thank you for joining me today, Autumn. I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we talk about the harms that this kind of legislation has on religious liberty in America.